yeah, looking at the Rambam, it's interesting lashon he has on the Isser of Bayira Bayimotze. He says, Hachomitz bePesach Oser Ba'anoya Shenemar Lo Yeochel Chomitz Lo Yehebo Heter Achila. Right. V'hameiniach chametz birshuso bePesach. Afal pishalo ochlo over b'shnei lach. V'nemar lo yiroe lecha se'or b'chol gulecha. V'nemar se'or lo yimotzei b'vatechem. Seems the way he puts it, right? Hameiniach. He calls him hameiniach. No. And that's no malchus. Says, Ain alokim shim lo yiro av lo yimotze elim kain kone chametz b'pesach. Ochimtzo kidei shiyase bo maisa. Ovelim hayalok chametz kodem ha-pesach ubo ha-pesach v'lo bi'aro ela hinicho b'rishuso. Right? Interesting way, was it? Afal pi sh'ov rosh nei lavin ain alokim in the Torah m'pnei sh'lo osa bo maisa. But he doesn't this is the way he describes it, isn't it, Chaim? That he calls, he says, you are a miniach.
He puts it there.
You're a miniach.
By not getting rid of it, you
put it there. By not getting rid of it, you're a miniach. That's really, the one who's over is the one who is miniach chametz b'rishuso. It's interesting. Right, even the pasuk just says, lo yeroi lecha. How are you feeling, Chaim? Okay. Even though the lav doesn't from the pasuk, it's just it's an oddly phrased lav, right? Lo yiroi and lo yimotzi. But Ram is putting it as a miniach. And what's his bittul? He says mahi hashboso zu hamur b'tora. He she yevatlo belibo, v'yachshov oso ka'ofar, v'yosim belibo she'ein birshuso chometz klal, v'shekol chometz she birshuso harehu ka'ofar, u'kidover she'ein botzarach klal. Very similar to the way the Ram puts it. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that'll help us out a little with the Ram.
The offer deal is kind of interesting.
Yeah, the offer. So what's the problem? So we left off with the problem in the Ran yesterday, right? About how does the bittul work? He says the bittul is midin hefker. It's midin hefker, and that's why the Gemara brings the raya from the sofei to einim, which is midin of hefker. And even though hefker in general doesn't work this way, here it's different. Because the Isser is different. Because it's not really yours. It's only yours in order to be Chayev. What does he say? She'ena b'rishuso shel adam ela she'asa'u ha'kosav ki'ilu hu b'rishuso.
So if you steal it, you're not
over gezel. U'mishum achi b'gilui daita ba'alma. You mean on Pesach? Yeah. Mishumach b'gilui daita ba'alma d'lo nichalei d'lahavi z'chusa b'gavei klal sagi. Yeah. So the problem though is that when are you doing this bittul? You're doing this bittul before it. So you're doing the bittul when it really is in your rishus, right? You're doing the bittul when it really is in your rishus. What? No, I mean when it's genuinely in your rishus, like a regular cheftza. Before it's ki'ilu b'rishuso. As opposed to... Right. No, he's saying the whole bittul is totally on the idea that it's not really in your rishus. The thing is, when you're doing the bittul, it is in your rishus. Right? Does it work? All right, so we have to go back to the original question. What does it mean it's not in your rishus, but it's ki'ilu b'rishuso?
In other words,
we're just trying to set it up. Just trying to set up the problem. One second. In terms of setting up, say like this. That the chiyuv of the iser of bayirah bayimotzei. Okay. is not an iser of mominus. Right? It's not an iser of mominus. Not an iser of relating to the chametz as one of your possessions in midine mominus, because it's not yours midine mominus. Correct? It's not yours midine mominus. Right. So it must be a different relationship. It must be some other idea that the Isser Ba'yirah Ba'yimotzei is based upon. Another way that it's another a different idea of a different relationship, not a relationship of Dinei Mamonos. The only thing is that what? It seems that you have to have you can only break that relationship for some reason before the Zman Isser. Right? You can't break that relationship after the Zman Isser. Even though it's not a relationship of mominus, so why should it matter? The only thing that changes before Zman Isser and after Zman Isser seemingly is the mominus aspect. And it's not a din of mominus. And the other problem is, how do you become chayev on Pesach? Right? You have to explain that also. How do you become chayev on Pesach? Yeah. The rabbim is not yours, but din mamas, right? Like boar b'shus rabbim is not yours because you can't own the boar. Can't own b'shus rabbim. No, because you can't own b'shus rabbim. Can't own b'shus rabbim. You just can't. It's boar b'shus rabbim. You can't own b'shus rabbim. But what does it mean? It's ki'ilu b'shuso, meaning to say, you're chayev not as an owner midin mamas, but as a creator of the thing. It's yours, not b'toras mamas, but it is yours in a certain way. If a guy creates something, it's considered his product. It's his product. So normally Nizikin goes by Nizkei Mamon, by rules of Mamonus. But over here, normally what's considered yours is in terms of Mamonus. But over here it's in terms of Asiya.
That's only.
You can be many other people's things. I mean that's why you need the Diyuk. Lo yiroa lecha chametz, right? Lo yiroa lecha aval taro shel acherim, because it's not a din of Mamonus. Right, it's not a din of mominus. So you need to exclude other people's chametz, and is not intrinsically excluded because nobody owns it at that point. So you might say, okay, just chametz physically in the rishos, doesn't matter who it is. You're saying no, it's not. It doesn't mean that either.
Then they have that gemara also, right?
Wow. Right. Yeah, I mean, the Rambam's ka'ofar is he's saying that you're not viewing it like chametz anymore. You also believe Oshem Brishus Chametz Klal. All I have is offer. Well, it's also Asa Barna. Mishikadav She'ein Botzarach Klal. It's completely as though someone takes it. Now, I think we have to look at the other side. I think we have to look at the flip side. Now, what does it mean to become? How do you become chayev on it? Right? What does it mean to become chayev on it? That it's not yours when Pesach starts. It's not yours. So how are you over for having it in your Rishus if it's not yours? What's the ki'ilu? What's the ki'ilu? What are you really chaya for? What are you really chaya for? That it was yours?
It never wasn't. That even though you could get rid of it.
Right. It can't be that it was yours. It can't be that it was yours, because then you'd have to actually make it not yours before the Zman Isser. But Hefker doesn't make it not yours. You know what I'm saying? Bittel doesn't make it not yours. Is if you're going to say that Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzei is chal on anything that you have owned right before the Zman Isser, then the only way to prevent it would be to actually not own it. That's a good point. The only way to prevent it would be to actually not own it, and then you need a real Hefker. Complicated case. Let's not get into that. I think the Rambam is very clear. I think the Rambam is trying to express this idea, no? Isn't the Rambam trying to answer this problem?
Yeah, he's definitely
sure.
Can you read the Rambam one more time?
Which one was it?
What was it? It's the second Rambam. Aleph Beis. No, Aleph Beis.
Aleph Beis?
Parak Aleph Aleph Beis.
Parak Aleph Aleph Beis. Sounds good. I'll read it all again. Chametz Pesach Aser Behenyon. Shenamar, lo yachal chametz.
Lo yachal, right.
Lo heter achila. Vameniach.
Vameniach.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that word to explain. All right, fine. Let's go with that. Vameniach chametz v'rishusov v'pesach.
He doesn't say umi shelo bir chametz be kodem shasi suro. Right? He says you're a meniach
because you went through Pesach like that. They gave you a mice. They tribute you a mice.
But how are you a meniach? All you did was you just sat back. You didn't do anything. What do you mean you're a meniach? Why is that a meniach? You should say like Bar Chaim saying, "Umi shelo bir kol chemso yeshlo v'rshuso." Why do you say? Why do you say you're a meniach?
Because your lack of action gives you an action.
Oh, but he's trying to tell you what the isser is. Correct. But the point is, no, I agree. Meniach is not b'maisa because he says alav shein b'maisa. But he's trying to show you what the idea of the isser is. The isser is what? It's not a positive idea. You're over because you relate to it in a certain way. And it's failing to remove it doesn't mean you relate to it in a certain way necessarily. That's not expressing the same idea. In other words, it would seem like this, that what's the isser of Bayi Ra Bayi Matei? Is that what? Is that during the Shiva Yom of Pesach, Chametz is not an entity of utility during this week of Pesach. Now, during the week of Pesach, chametz is considered a non-entity. Okay, let's put it that way. A little vague. Here's room for vagueness. Now, what's a meniach? The meniach is contradicting that. The meniach is saying, no, it is a chefza. That's the isser of Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh. To come into Pesach and be koveya chametz as a chefza of the zman.
How are you a meniach?
So, huh? No. So only you can define, the only objects you can define as valuable are the things that you have control over. You understand? Those things that are yours, you have the right to define them. Those are the things that are in your control. If you have something that's in your control, and you place it into the Zman of Pesach by not removing it, you're meniach it there. Then you're saying this is a cheftza of this Zman. That's the Isser of Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh. You understand? It's being machshiv chametz as an entity when in a zman that's connected its existence. You understand? That's really the isser of Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh. That's why in the Rambam, if you try to be kone it, even though it might not work, it's a question if you can be kone something like that. If you try to be kone or you make chametz on Pesach, that's exactly the same isser as leaving it, except this is b'maisa and that's not b'maisa. You understand? It's exactly, that is exactly the lav of Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh. It's creating the relationship between the object and the zman, legabi, for you, in terms of tashmish, making it as a cheftza of tashmish in the zman. So you can do it two ways. You could either have the things that you own that are your objects that you have control over their designation and their utility, and you say, "I'm going to keep these things as useful objects during this month." That's a meniach. That's a passive meniach. By not destroying it, your mamela saying it's still valuable for this week. That's a meniach in a passive way. But you can also be a meniach actively. You can take flour and water and make chametz. Right? But that is Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh. It's not a way. I think some people write, the question is, why is that b'maisa? Some people ask, I think. Right? If the iser Bayi Ra Bayi Matzeh is a passivity of having it in your rishus, so being kone or making the chametz, that's not the isser itself. It's still like a maisa that brings in the isser. You know what I mean? So why is that a lav shi'esh? Why is that turning this into a lav shi'esh b'maisa now?
It's
But I'm saying that is the Isra Bayira Bayimatse, is not to be a meiniach, not to be machshavit as a cheftza during the Zman, not to be machshavit as an entity of Tashmish. So when you make the chametz, it's not a maisa that brings in a state of lo yiro'e lecha. You know what I'm saying? It is a positive, that is the maisa of being machshavit. That's really the issur of lo yiro'e lecha. It shouldn't be an entity of yours. It shouldn't be considered a cheftz of tashmish. And that's what he's saying. So in other words, so that's the relationship of ki'ilu birshuso. Not yours b'toras mominus, but yours b'toras tashmish. The only thing is, you only have control, you can only be koveya things that are that you have control over beforehand, as you can only define things that you actually have control over beforehand as your entities for this week. You understand? You need the mumminess. The mumminess just gives you the ability to define these objects. I can't define your objects. I can't define somebody else's objects. As I say, Eino Adam Osu Dover Shein Shelo. You can only qualify your own objects.
Can you ever define something that you can't be like
by not destroying it? But in other words, I have all of my uses. I'm preserving my tashmish, correct. I'm preserving the uses that I have for this next Zman that's coming in. Right now, I have all the uses of the object. It's mine, right? Whatever mine means, okay? All of those aspects of being mine I have on the object. And now there's a Zman, and now by being meiniach, by not destroying it, or let's say by not doing anything, I'm preserving for the next Zman all of the tashmishim of this object. So now I'm going to be over the Isra of Lo Yiro'a Lecha. Why? Because now I'm saying, because even though the mominess falls off, right, even though the mominess falls off, the Isra is really on the objects that you relate to on Pesach as yours b'tashmish. So the only way you can get that, the way you get that is you start out with the true ownership of the thing, right? You start out with the mumminess ownership of the thing, all the controls and all the control of all the tashmish, right? And then by preserving it, I'm saying I'm being machneset. I'm being koveya these things for the next man. That's why you can never undo it. That's why you can never undo it. Because once the Zman Pesach comes already, you have already established it, and you lost control.
You don't even know about it.
It's Mashra from the Ram, only things you know about. It's Mashra from the Ram, it's only things you know about. Yeah, the Ram? It's one of your objects that you relate. In other words, if you related to it as one of your cheftzos, and you didn't prevent it from coming in, then it's considered that you brought it in. So that's what he's saying. So he's saying the bittul, since the dine mominus aspect is not really what you're over for. You're not over for owning it, bittoras dine mominus on Pesach, because you don't own it on Pesach. The only thing is that having the dine mominus of it gives you another thing, gives you the ability to be koveya it as a cheftz of tashmish l'shem Pesach. Right, and that's really where the Issa Bayira Bayimatze comes about. So he's saying the bittul is only in that regard. The bittul is simply preventing its relationship of a cheftza of tashmish from being chal when this manasir occurs. It's like a preemption. It's not a true bittul. It's not a true hefker. True hefker would mean to say that right now I am relinquishing it. Right now it's nothing. Right now I don't own it. I had a relationship of owning it, and I don't have a relationship of owning it. That's a true hefker. right? It's not a true hefker. It's not a true hefker. It's a prevention of the relationship that the ki'ilu hu b'rishuso is tully on. You understand?
Ki'ilu b'rishuso in terms of tashmish? Or
in terms of tashmish. That's right. Ki'ilu b'rishuso is that normally only be chayev on your objects when they're yours in terms of dinei mamonos. But since that's impossible on Pesach, it's not built on an ownership of dinei mamonos. It's built on an ownership of koveya l'tashmishav, right? Kavua l'tashmishav, of kavua l'tashmishav. So as long as he says beforehand that this cheftza is like afar, has no use to me. Any, ainly, what do you say? Velo nicha li bezchusei klau. I don't have any benefit out of it. I don't have any tashmish out of it. So then you're just negating. That's what you need to that negates the kviyas of the cheftza for the zman of Pesach. That's all you need in this case. And then when Pesach comes on, so it's not yours b'din mamonos anyway, and now it's not kavua as one of your as a cheftza. But once you, if you come into Pesach that way, then the bittul will never work. You see, Tosus learns as a true hefker, right? That's the other thing. Tosus learns as a true hefker. You have to really be mafker b'dinei mamonos, and that's why he learned that. He holds that you have to be mafker b'dinei mamonos. No. But he holds that the ownership of dinei mamonos is what he holds, like Chaim was saying. That it's the ownership of dinei mamonos that's going to be. I still don't understand what that means. I have to think about that more. But well, I mean, practically, it's very simple. That if you owned a b'dinei mamonos when Pesach started, you chayev. So therefore, you have to do a real hefker, and that's why he wants to say that those other those restrictions on hefker are only midrabanan. That's the reality that the Torah demands. The reality that the Torah demands has halachic ramifications in terms of mamonos. But it doesn't prevent you trying to relate to the thing in a certain way. And that'll be the issue.
Can you make a declaration? This Pesach, I'm going to keep all the halachas.